In Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Real Country 1230 WHCO, time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And we're talking to Congressman Mike Boss today here on The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good day. Congressman, we'll just jump right in. The Department of Homeland Security's extended removal process for illegal aliens crossing the country's southern border is coming to an end. And you're saying that can be troublesome.
Now, the problem with that is two things. One, if it happens, you're going to be looking at 18,000, an increase to 18,000 illegal border crossings per day, or 540,000 per month. So this is such a serious issue that even it's now up near 30 Democrats, both in the House and in the Senate, have also been telling Biden, don't let this go away. Don't let it go away. We can't afford it. There's two reasons we can't afford it. One reason we can't afford it is the problems that exist just because for the nation's sake. But even the Democrats said, many of them said, we can't afford this because what it's going to do to us in the election. Well, you know what? They can be worried about what's going to happen in the election, but what they really need to be worried about is what's happening to our American citizens with the uncontrolled border, with fentanyl coming across, and all the other problems that we have with this. It's just terrible.
Right. Definitely. I mean, it's in the news every day. I mean, it's an obvious issue that the American people can see very clearly.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I don't know who. How long does this president continue to bow to the radical left? When the policies just continue to you know, and it's not just the border, it's every issue out there. I just don't know. Whenever the economy is doing what the economy is doing, when inflation is doing what it's doing, when gas prices are doing what it's doing, the policies that when we're dealing with. The list goes on and on, Jeff. It gets deep, and it's very, very painful to watch when you can think about the condition we were in a year and a half ago. Regardless of how people might have felt about the personality of the president, the policies, I've said this in so many places around the district and around the nation, the policies of President Donald Trump were correct. You might not like this personality, but our economy was booming, fuel prices were down, our enemies feared us, our allies trusted us, and now all that has, and we had a secure border. All that's gone to the wind, and in just a short period of time.
That's exactly true. I'll tell you what, real quick here, we got a break, let's go ahead and throw that in.
Okay.
And we'll come back and talk some more with Congressman Mike Boss here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. And you're listening to The People Speak. We're talking with Congressman Mike Bost. And Congressman, well, we just heard what you were talking about there on the news at Title 42.
Oh, yeah, exactly what we were talking about.
Yep.
And, you know, that committee is to grill them on what the Homeland Security is going to do to try to protect exactly what is in the Constitution, which is protect our borders. You know, this is, you know, you can talk about taxation, you can talk about other issues that might be out there, policies, but when you look at the Constitution, one of the main things that is assigned to the federal government under the Constitution is to protect our borders. We're doing a very poor job of that through this administration.
Exactly. And let's shift gears, I guess, for just a second here and move overseas. Sure. The issues going on with Russia and Ukraine. I understand here recently that Russia's even stepped up to sanctioning individual members of Congress.
Yeah, there were 398 of us that were sanctioned by Russia. And so let me tell you what that means. Nothing. Pretty well, because here's the thing. If all of my assets that I have that might be invested in Russia are in Russian-formed companies, would be seized and I would not have access. So I called Tracy and she realized that was probably not a problem with our assets. We don't exactly have any Russian assets. And it also means that I can't travel to Russia. I don't know if you know this or not, but right now is not the time that a member of Congress should be traveling to Russia. Now, I don't know why it is that Putin only attacked 398 members of the Congress, because remember, we have 435 in the House and 100 in the Senate. So I don't know what the other ones did that you know, he's kind of said, okay, I'm not going to call them out. So it's an interesting thing, but it does nothing, and it's kind of funny, because this, I don't know what message he's trying to send to his people or to the world about the fact that he's sanctioning the U.S. Congress. U.S. Congress is going to move forward. The thing is, if it was any other leader or any other country that was doing an unprovoked attack on a free nation, the only reason we haven't went to a higher extreme on this is because we want to be very, very cautious, because Russia does have nuclear capabilities. They also, the danger that they have is their experimental and the hypersonic missiles, which are unbelievable. And I'm just telling you that China and Russia do have them, and that we, as our security and intelligence personnel and our military, are very aware of what they have. Now, if there's one positive thing, Jeff, that's come out of this terrible attack on Ukraine, is the fact that for years we thought Russian military ground forces were a force to be reckoned with, but they proved that they are not, if anything, in this. And Putin, except for the fact that he controls the media in his own country, where he can try to control the narrative and say, oh, they're doing well, they're not. Ukraine is actually winning on almost every front right now. But the thing is, Russia just has so many forces. But you know, we're going to continue to support Ukraine in every way that we can. The big fear is Russia steps across the line and violates any NATO agreement. If he violates Article 5, then we're looking at a whole different game of what NATO will be doing and where we're going to see the driving back of Russia. My big fear is that something is mentally wrong with Putin at this time, and that he may make a choice that could be very, very detrimental and possibly slide us into World War III.
Right. I know Poland has some concerns about possibly trying to invade their country.
Exactly. You've got to understand how close. The people, when you study the map, this is like, you know, The state of Kentucky and the state of Missouri and the state of Arkansas and then Illinois, and somebody attacking one, and then the other three are kind of looking at it like, yeah, you're right across my border. you know, it's not, even though they're countries, they are the size of our states. And so you want to be, that's why they're all worried. And the fact, Jeff, that we've not seen aggression like this from any country since World War II. And this mirrors so many things that was the start of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis' aggression into all of Europe to try to take control of Europe. And Putin, his idea is that he is going to reunite what was Russia under the Tsars. And and I don't know whether he's getting older in life and is all of a sudden started down this path. We are all just monitoring and watching and very scared, and not scared militarily, but scared for the world as a whole on what he could do. And like I said, if it wasn't for the fact that he had the nuclear capabilities, this would have been really stopped in a whole different way. But because of the nuclear capabilities, we have to be very, very cautious on how we proceed.
Correct, yeah. Definitely, you know, want to avoid World War III at all costs. I mean, that's just not somewhere we want to go.
And you know, one thing that is, you know, we are needing to continue with the sanctions, but the sanctions need to be even heavier. We need to lock down their government completely. The thing also is that some of the sanctions would do more damage, but unfortunately we have China that keeps messing around and actually providing them away, and we need to make sure that China stays out of this. And unfortunately, China is just looking to try to figure out what happens here, whether or not they're going to go after Taiwan and try to reunite Taiwan with communist China. Understand this, it is not directed, none of this is directed at the Russian people or the Chinese people, but it is directed at their government. Unfortunately, both their socialist governments are very aggressive, and in the case of China, they're imperialist, and I would encourage people to study and understand what it is that China thinks and how China plays for the long game and exactly what they've been doing. And you know, it's a very serious time right now, and it's a time when we need an administration that shows a backbone and understands good foreign policy that puts us in a position of power. And I'm afraid right now we don't have that.
You know, I look back in history, and I mean, we were both in the military about the same time under the Reagan administration, you know, and you think back to the Ronald Reagan stance up there, you know, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, you know.
And the force that Ronald Reagan used was clear and understood by foreign leaders.
Mm-hmm.
The problem we have is we have a chief administrator that is similar to what Jimmy Carter was, actually is probably weaker than what Jimmy Carter was, and it took that powerful leader to come in, Ronald Reagan, to send a clear message of, look, we are wanting to have peace with you, but don't cross any line, because we know what your back, we know what your history is, and we also know and understand that you need to understand that your idea of how the world would run is not acceptable to we, the United States, and we are here to deter you from moving forward with any of your plans that might be of world domination. And that is, I mean, and the only way the bully knows is whenever you're a bigger threat to that bully, because a bully is just that. They will only be aggressive to those who they think are weak. And that's what we've got here, and it's the wrong message being sent by our administration.
Exactly.
Over and over again.
Exactly.
And another thing, and we might shift gears here, you know, we know that a lot of this is not only with policy that has been as far as our withdrawal from Afghanistan and everything like that, but it's also on our oil and gas policy. And, you know, the Biden administration just recently, they announced that they're going to start resuming sales and leasing of oil and gas drilling on federal lands. However, they always put the caveat to appease their radical left. They will limit the number of acres, and they will increase royalties on the companies that they have to pay to have access to the oil. You know, actions like this are just paying lip service, to the problem and not really actually solving the problem. When gas is over $4.34 on average in Illinois, we shouldn't be making it harder for producers to produce fuel. Think about this, Jeff, and everybody can see it every day, and why the Biden administration doesn't understand. It was just a year and a half ago, our fuel prices were less than one half of what they are now. The prices have doubled on gas in a year and 2 months.
We were seeing prices down around $2.39, $2.49, and that,
Yeah. And here we are up $2 over that every time you turn around. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, we were energy independent in this nation. And all of a sudden, in a short period of time, we're not. And you know what? I want to go back to whenever I heard. I tell you what, the one thing I would like to hear out of Biden that you won't ever hear is drill, baby, drill. Because I'm telling you, if we opened the spigots back up so that we could be the power, and we should with what Russia's doing, because then we truly do hurt their economy at a faster rate, and we help our economy at a faster rate. These are the type of policies that are required if we're going to be successful in putting ourselves back on a good economic footing, putting ourselves back in a case where you start seeing inflation coming under control. But the way it is right now, man, the frustration of the members of Congress. What we need to do is get our Democrat colleagues to wake up with us, to send a clear message, and join us in actually passing legislation that the president can't override, that is veto-proof votes on getting the economy straightened out, dealing with the things of removing bad policy that this administration continues to put in place. You know, we're trying to carry the language. The Democrats shut it down. They just don't allow it to happen. That's why it is that they're in so much trouble coming up on this next election cycle. And many of them know it. Many of them know it. So many, and that's why so many of them are quitting and not running, too.
Right, exactly. So I'll tell you what, we got another quick break here. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way.
Okay.
We'll be right back with more and talking with Congressman Mike Bost today here in The People Speak. Welcome back. Again, we're talking with Congressman Mike Bost. And Congressman, we've been overseas. We've been on the nation. One thing, too, that I see, he recently released a statement, actually it was last month, but the VA facility modernization recommendations. Can we talk a little bit about that, or what that entails?
Yeah. So basically, a couple of years ago, we passed the Mission Act. In there was the creation of what's known as the AIR Commission, which is the Asset Realignment Commission, and basically it is a board that has been placed together by appointees from both the House, the Senate, both and from the administration to look over the assets that are in the VA. Now, requiring that was the VA was supposed to do their direction of recommended modifications. Some might be there are three closures throughout the nation, but most of it is to realign and actually open new facilities, and those new facility and or change the mission. Let me explain that. So many of our hospitals that are in the VA, unfortunately, are set up to provide 1930s and 1940s services here at a time whenever we're way past that. We do a lot more outpatient treatments than we do inpatient treatments. We have like this tremendous amount of hospital beds. Whenever we don't need those hospital beds, what we do need is a more modern look. And so that's what this is working towards. And so the process, and a lot of people will confuse it like what they had with BRAC, and those people that went through that with Scott with Department of Defense, you know, the recommendations of closures and stuff like that. That is not what this is at all, but it does redirect their missions to do exactly what modern medicine is and should be. So it provides the matter of fact, more under the recommendations that they're proposing out there, more veterans will be able to have closer access to care. And so what they'll do is the commission will move forward now, and they'll look over the recommendations and go out and have public hearings around the nation in the areas that are affected by what the AIR recommendation has been from the VA. After that hearing, and this whole process is going to take about 3 to 5 years to get done, but basically what they'll do is this commission, which is a commission of experts, it really is, as far as healthcare and what the military and our VA and our veterans need. And then after that, the commission brings their recommendations forward. They will be presented to the president. The president, whoever that might be at the time whenever it comes around, will then make a decision on give back to AIR's commission on whether there's any recommendation changes that the administration would prefer to do. If not, then the president then starts moving forward to implement it. And the only way it is not implemented is that the Congress has to actually deny the entire report, okay? They can't go in and select one and say, oh, well, you closed this facility or you modified this facility and we don't like this. They can't do that. So, and the idea and intent behind that is basically to try to remove politics out of it and put best policy practices forward. And that's where we're at with it. What it affects the Illinois 12th District, there's been no recommendation changes at all for the facility over across the river in Missouri, our VA facility in St. Louis and or Jefferson Barracks, but there is a recommendation changed in Marion that actually it reduces the total beds, but then redirects those to a more modern care facility and also upticks other services that will be provided at Marion. So it is a very good thing, I think, but there's a little fear out there of people seeing some possible changes, and everybody's a little worried about change.
Right. Yeah, I just changed my care from St. Louis to Marion, so just a lot better driving conditions, put it that way.
Sure. And you know what? Marion provides a great service, but so does St. Louis. St. Louis is actually rated as one of the top 5 in the nation now, which is really wild because about 7 years ago, that wasn't the case. Mm-hmm. And so we're hoping to make sure that all the improvements continue and that the veterans can receive exactly the best care that they possibly can and accessibility as often as they need it.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're out of time, but I appreciate you taking time today to talk with us.
Well, thank you, Jeff. And as always, I enjoy visiting with you. And if people need anything, just call our offices. Right now, we're still in O'Fallon and Carbondale, available to help and serve, and just reach out.
All right. You have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Congressman Mike Bost here this morning on The People Speak. That'll wrap things up. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.